AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Two protesters were arrested tonight in Chicago as police tried to disperse a crowd protesting dash cam video that showed a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times last year. Some protesters chanted, "Don't shoot me." Before the video was released, Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy said he'd like to see the people of Chicago protest peacefully if they so chose.
People have a right to be angry. People have a right to protest. People have a right to free speech, but they do not have a right to commit criminal acts.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel says this case can't be allowed to rip Chicago apart.
Will we use it? And the question before all of us, will we use this episode in this moment to build bridges that bring us together as a city, or we allow it to become a way that erects barriers that tear us apart as a city?
The demand for downloads of the dash cam video was so great the website crashed. Speaking through an interpreter following his meeting today with President Obama at the White House, French President Francois Hollande said the shootdown of a Russian bomber by a Turkish fighter near the Syrian border underscores the urgency of ending Syria's civil war.
What just took place means that we must find a solution to the Syrian crisis, because we can see what the risks are otherwise, the risks of escalation.
A prosecutor in Paris says the man who is believed to have planned the deadly terrorist attacks there earlier this month had probably planned to carry out another suicide bombing days later in the city's business district. Instead, he was among three people killed during a police raid on an apartment. This is AP Radio News. While there's no specific threat against New York City, or for that matter, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, there will be an intense amount of security at the annual event on Thursday.
Amidst the Thanksgiving Day parades, balloons, floats, and marchers, there will be lots of extra police keeping a watchful eye, says NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton.
I think the police presence will heighten the sense of security.
Chief of Department James O'Neill says that police presence includes a counterterrorism overlay.
Specially trained dogs will sniff for traces of explosives in the air, while officers assigned to the NYPD's Counterterrorism Bureau will use radiation detectors for hunt for any evidence of a dirty bomb.
And lots of officers with semi-automatic rifles. Julie Walker, New York.
Almost 40 million Americans will take to planes, trains, buses, and cars over the holiday weekend. That's the most Thanksgiving travelers in 8 years. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.